And you're back in the studio with me, Dave Mack, and we've got Lily here as well.
Hello.
Hello. And we've been pleasantly joined by Amanda and Lily from Robin Hill. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hello.
Thank you so much
for inviting us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pleasure. And I must admit, we can't remember when you came in last. It must have been just before the season opened, wasn't it?
I think it was April, yeah.
Yeah, the rings a bell. But you're still guessing.
I have no idea.
Still thinking about it.
It's been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind since then. Yeah.
And I must admit, we had a good old chat there. I think we were chatting for over half hour, if not more, about everything that you were looking forward to and excited about with Robin Hill. And I'm just interested. Are you still feeling the same?
Yeah. Still in love.
Still in love. Are you still
with the park? He means not
yeah.
with me.
Yeah, not you. Or you, Dave. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm disappointed now.
It's been great. It's been really hard work. We've had an amazing team to help do it, and actually probably poignant now to thank everybody that's listening that's been on the journey with us. Actually, it's been brilliant. Really well supported. Amazing.
Well, it's been lovely to watch, because I must admit your social media content is fantastic. It's really engaging, and I must admit a lot of people have been talking about it and commenting about it, so that's it's free publicity for a start. Well, other than the boosts and everything as well. And the people to do it, because you've got a great team there on your social media. We were just talking about it a second ago before we went into it.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, and actually some of the figures have been astounding. Some months we've been, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Over 1.5 million hits on Facebook alone in a month.
Wow.
Blew us away. So we've got a real good following.
The lady that does our social media for us, her name is Beth Kidd, and she's only 22. This is her first full-time office job, and she's absolutely smashed it. So she's done a really, really great job, and she's just got an inherent sense, I think, for what makes good content.
Yeah,
mainly making me do silly things.
It also helps, to be fair, and I will say this, that it also helps that there's lots of people in our team around the park who are very happy to engage with us, with the marketing team, and Beth can be very persuasive, and those people she's got the best smile in the world.
I see
and,
how it is.
And she's the best, brilliant. And she is brilliant. So yeah, she's done a brilliant job, and as I say, the team we've had lots of fun doing it as well. Actually, we laugh a lot most days.
I think that from an outside point of view, watching these things, actually seeing how much everyone's enjoying it, and obviously I knew you from before, Lee. I know John. I know Sharon and everyone as well, and just to see them just plugging the place and shouting about it and sharing the content, things like that. You can see that you're all really, really invested and absolutely loving life, to be honest.
We're definitely invested in it. but we also some days it doesn't feel like actually you're going to work.
No,
it truly has been a pleasure.
Yeah, so. No, that's wicked, and I must admit, going
long
back,
may it continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for obviously anyone that doesn't know, before we talked about the fact of how you come to get your hands on Robin Hill, which was a blind auction, wasn't it?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, I don't know where this story
That's
needed.
A good story, though.
I thought
though.
You said that.
No, no, we were blind drunk.
Oh, right. No, maybe that's where I got
That also
confused.
Wasn't true. No. I just, it was for sale, and we made contact, went for it, and as simple as that.
Oh, really?
A lot, not quite as simple as that, but yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've heard lots of different rumours.
So no regrets now, then?
No. I think we have been caught up in this bubble. In fact, we were talking about this today, Amanda and the team. Everybody's thinks we've done an amazing job, and I thank them for that. But it isn't all that easy.
No, no.
Is it costly?
Mm-hmm.
With things going on in the world at the moment, and it is tough, and certainly to make turn it into a profitable business will be a struggle. But we will do that. We're determined to do that, and as long as we've got the support from everyone around, because I think generally everyone's happy to have it open and enjoying it, and generally agrees 90% of what we've done. We apologise for any mistakes we have made. We said at the beginning we haven't done this before. But rather than a big mainland firm coming over that owns other parks and diluting it, we're just a couple of lads that taking it on, throwing our hat in it, and see what happens, and give it all. And that's what we've done, really, and enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not proud to say the fact that I haven't been up there during the day yet. I know.
Oh, so you came for the free party?
Shocking.
I did. I did pop in for that, I must admit. I'd just done a gig that evening myself and then decided, do you know what? I'll pop in and say hello, see how everyone is. And do you know what? That was the weirdest thing. I'm used to being the other side of the bar because obviously I run bars. And when I got to the bar and John asks me, what are you drinking? That threw me right off. I was like,
me too.
I know. I was just like, okay, wait, usually you're coming in and asking me for a drink, but it's the other way around. No, I never pictured this.
We decided to put the leadership group behind the bar just because that was a bit of a thank you to all the suppliers and stuff. And then we get a chance to speak to everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
And thank them. That's what we did.
Did you do your stint then?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
that was useless. I'm definitely better the other side of the bar.
Well, the problem is that Lee kept giving drinks away, so he wasn't like, he's like, oh, thanks removed. So much for all your support. Oh, this one's on us, thank you.
Brilliant. Wow, mate, wow. Either ways, you're worried about those profits.
It was a plan. I didn't want to be long.
It was all along. No, so nice.
If I can quickly screw this up, they put me the other side of the bar.
Well, walking down through, even though it was obviously night time, you can still see what impact you guys have had on there and the difference between this and last year when I came to the other end of season party as well. You know, it's really made an impact with the changes and it looks beautiful as well. It's just been pretty.
Still work in progress.
Yeah. Dave.
There's plenty more coming next year. In fact, the guys are away today. John and James are currently on a lorry driving back to the Isle of Wight now with a new attraction.
Ooh, okay. And that's as far as
spoiler.
It goes, yeah, at this point?
Yes,
as far as it goes.
Oh, well, it's a slight exclusive, even though you most probably said it earlier on. Oh, no. No? Well, is that a fresh one for us? Oh, I'm blushing now, Lee. Thank you.
It will cost you, don't worry.
I bet it will. but yeah, no, obviously you said about next year and things. Do you have any big plans coming up next year or anything that you can shout about at this point?
We have lots of stuff booked in. I don't think I could probably say 100%.
What we can say is that we've got a new attraction which is actually on site but not built yet.
Oh no, it's all about events.
Anything. Oh, right. But we'll happily go into events as well.
Well, okay, what do you want to talk about first?
Seeing as you were going for it, Amanda, we're going for attractions. Finish off what you were saying about the one you've got on site.
So we have a new attraction which is now on site, very excitingly. And we couldn't build it actually this week because it's half term. We've got too many visitors in the park. But once the park shuts on the 2nd of November, then we're going to install this new attraction, which will be
cool.
Part. It's very, very cool. It is cool, actually. And it will be part of anyone that buys a membership pass for Robin Hill. They are on sale as I speak.
It is a ride as such as well, just to give you an idea. It's not, you know, a viewing or anything like that. So be a bit of fun.
Okay.
So that
won't be affected by the weather, neither.
Ooh.
Wow.
No, it won't.
The look on your face, Amanda, weren't you sure with that?
We're talking about two different things.
We're talking about the other attraction.
Yeah. We're talking so much code here.
Yes, we've got two new attractions.
We're very coy.
Okay, fair enough.
One is included in the membership pass and one isn't.
I was talking about that one.
Oh, were you? I'm so sorry.
Talking about the double S.
The R&S.
Oh, you've got to keep getting the name wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So remember these words. So R&S. Is one's R, one's S. Is that correct?
It's amazing how we get anything done, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, either ways, it makes sense just about. But I get what you mean.
The other one we haven't got a name for yet because I only decided to buy it yesterday.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, if you need help naming it, maybe we could put a shout out on the radio.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. We could do that.
Yeah, could do a competition for that.
There you go. Okay, we'll talk about that in between.
Brilliant.
I like that. And events. Obviously, what you got coming up? Because I know that over the last year, I saw that obviously some of the Double Trouble events were fantastic, you know, including the White Party, which I'm quite gutted I missed, actually, because I do like a good Ibiza party.
That was great.
Yeah.
There's 900,000 tickets sold for that. It was brilliant. That was a really good event, and everybody that came really enjoyed it. And we've just trying new things
and
new partnerships. trying to do stuff that hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
A bit like last weekend with the Karen's Diner thing at the smokehouse, you know,
yeah, that went that, down really well. That viral with you, yeah, I must admit, it had me I didn't want to tell you how funny you were because I didn't want to give you a big head.
Guess whose idea that was, Dave. Put it this way, it wasn't Def? Alex. It wasn't Alex Kimber's.
No, it was my idea.
Yeah. Okay, and not Beth's either.
No, that was my idea. I'll take that one. Although, if there's any legalities that come out of it, it wasn't my idea.
Weirdly, you pulled it off very well. It was very convincing.
Yeah, there was. So everybody enjoyed that. We sold out as many as we wanted to sell because we just didn't want to go too big on the first one, and we were begged by everybody at the end to do it again. It was really good. So definitely for adults there.
And also definitely coming back next year, and there will be a press release going out this week. Is, and it's not embargoed, so I can tell you, is Proms 26.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So those guys are coming back, which is brilliant. And
that was a great night, actually, with the fireworks and down in the valley. Just the whole ambience with the orchestra and
Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra.
64-piece band. It was a really, and a really, actually, in times where at the moment we're having a few struggles, waving the old British flag around and singing the songs. It was really patriotic.
Oh, nice.
It was like another coronation in a very small sort of way. It was, you know, remember those days a few years ago? It was a really good, really, really good night. And well, so I'm pleased to be doing that again.
All the settings down there are fantastic anyway. You know, it's a beautiful location.
And we were really pleased to step in and help Paul and the organisers when they struggled to do it with her. We're going to do it.
Nice.
And the great thing about that is it's organised by a chap called Paul Cox, and he's got nothing to do with classical music, but it's just something that he likes to organise every year. And any profit goes to Mountbatten. So it's all a very good cause.
It's all for charity.
Yeah. So we're very, very happy to do that.
A special mention to him for that, because we know the costs involved for that for him. And, you know, he has put a considerable amount of his own money into that, and still to make sure that Mountbatten got a good chunk out of it.
That's good. That is really, really good. And another one was the chicane event.
That
went fantastic.
Yeah,
I must admit, there's a bit of talk about, what's this? Because the strings have put up about, obviously, the next event. And
have they?
Well, that was they haven't said what it is, but they're like,
have they not?
Watch this space. And I'm like,
that'd be good.
Well,
okay. I'm really talking about excited what that about be. That. No, that would be cracking.
Yeah,
that would be really good. So, and we are, Sausage and Cider are in negotiation with us again to do something bigger and better again for that. That was a good, new, different event that we haven't had on the island before.
And Nashville, we're coming.
Nashville,
again.
All that whole thing, that whole weekend. And something else with them that weekend as well to make it a 3-day event.
Oh, brilliant.
What else? Oh,
the list is endless, eh?
Yeah.
Well, and Double Trouble events are definitely coming back with Simon Ledger to do some bits and bobs.
Bingo Bango.
Yeah.
If I can push anything for fun, that was an incredible night. I think a lot of people didn't really know what it was because it hasn't really been done before on the island. Mm. And I don't know if you know my mate Greg, we took him and his family, and he was really sort of anti it. He thought it was
brilliant,
literally bingo.
Oh, really?
There's more bango than bingo.
More bango than bingo.
So it was brilliant. Just a really thoroughly entertaining night. And again, that's something that we're getting asked to do constantly. So they've said we're doing it again, I think, next year, and already there's been a big uptake on that. So we're willing to try all these different things. And
see, I mentioned a Ledger. I was like, one thing I would like to see, he does his bandy-okey stuff as well.
Yep.
You seen that?
Yeah.
I'd love to take part in a bit of that. I love karaoke. I don't know if other people enjoy me doing karaoke.
Oh, karaoke. Cracking. Love karaoke.
You like to sing along though, don't you? You do like the mic.
Yep.
So why not make the most of it? Yeah, well, if it happens, we'll go down there.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's a deal.
It is a good night. But while we're on the subject of events,
yes,
next weekend.
Sorry, I'm having an Adrian Cronauer moment for a second.
Next weekend is spooktacular. Ooh. So there's a lot going on next weekend, as we know. But we've really pushed the boat out. If we're going to do it, we wanted to do something a bit different, a bit special, as we are. So there's 2 days of children's events.
I was about to say, what's different and special about it?
So this is Halloween, in case you haven't picked that up.
Yeah.
Halloween, sorry.
Halloween.
I'm like Santa.
I hate being terrified, by the way, so that's probably why I'm not very good at it. You're so much better at being scary.
Friday, Saturday?
No, Spooktacular is Thursday, Friday.
That was from, it. Thursday, Friday. 6 till 9?
No, from 5 till 9.
I'm just going to be quiet now.
Go on.
No, talk about. I know the rest of it.
Okay, you talk about
it's
the rest of it.
Because you're holding a bit of paper.
There we are.
And then, so if you ever, anybody came through the summer to one of our Cheeky Monkey shows, mm-hmm. which was really popular, Chris is coming back. He's doing a Cheeky Monkey show with a Halloween themed twist
cheeky.
For us. Cheeky. So he'll be there. We've got live DJs playing for the kids. So this is a kids event. There is a bit of scary stuff going on as well. We've got a ghost train. So with the big red tractor, we're doing up as Harold will be done up as a ghost train with stories and stuff being told. There's the walk through the woods with scary bits going on, but tamed down a little bit. For kids, obviously, we've got a UV powder area in the woods, which is all lit up with glowy stuff. And you basically have
sounds
a powder
messy.
Fight. Really messy. That's mm-hmm. one for the kids and not for me, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And then we've got a costume competition so the kids can get dressed up, and we've got some good video prizes.
Now you win the scariest.
With good cash prizes and season ticket passes and stuff to give away to encourage people to do that. And then on top of that, we've got obviously the food, drinks, face painting, bubbles, lasers, enchanted stuff in the woods, loads going on. So that'll be good.
So much.
2 days of that.
You need two bits of paper for it.
Yeah.
that's the family. That's the family Halloween
day.
Stuff.
Oh, okay.
So,
and then
Boogie breath. In the Dark.
Mm.
So
your worst nightmare.
We'll get you in some voiceovers.
Yeah. So a bit more, it's sort of in the same sort of area, but much more scarier with nasty scare actors and
ooh.
People running around with mad owners of the park running around with chainsaws.
See, I won't lie, I'm a wimp.
I'm the same.
I couldn't handle that. I'm such a
pansy. Put yourself out your comfort zone and come and have a little look. So,
okay.
So we got again Cheeky Monkey Fire Show, but a naughty version. So definitely an over 18s version.
Okay.
Think of that what you may.
me knowing you, I don't know if I should
ask
fire
that
or not.
I don't
need to elaborate.
No,
on that.
No.
Let's move
Amanda
on.
Just jumped in.
Again, we've got the same sort of UV powder and stuff if you want to have any of that. We've got cocktails served in fake blood bags, so you can do all that and drink those that look like you're drinking blood. Full bar available, hot food. DJ Our Girl G is playing, Young Georgie,
cool.
And just a big party, but obviously the walk down through the tunnels that we've built, and there's things on wires zipping through the woods up above in the trees.
Nice.
There's animatronics, there's talking pumpkins.
To be fair, it's quite terrifying in the light, let alone at night. I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted. I say that in all sincerity.
I went the other night with my family and to do a quick run through. We did run through.
Did you take your nappy with you?
Oh my god, honestly. I mean, I've been to America and looked at them out there, took a bit of studying for this, and Tully's Shock Fest as well last year, just to get some ideas. I mean, they do an amazing event doing that, and if we're going to do it, we want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be scary. It really will.
And we'd love people to dress up. We have actually got two really, really cool costume competitions, both for the family events and for the adult event. And the prizes are great prizes. So, as you'd expect, free membership passes, free tickets to the Adrenaline Zone. But we're also giving cash prizes too. So,
yeah. Money.
I think, just come and scare us.
Yeah.
This is your chance.
I'm already scared when you mention cash prizes.
Yeah, okay, so on the vibe of money, all this stuff sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's all not that cheap to put together as well.
No,
so,
no,
hence why you need the support for people to come in.
Well, we do. Ticket sales are going well, so it will be busy already, which is great.
Nice.
But what I'll also say, if you're worried about the weather, we've got a huge marquee that we're putting up down at the bottom.
So
and
no
the
excuse.
And the walk through the woods. I mean, it might be a bit chilly, but just dress a bit warm and
adds to
you'll
the
be
effect,
absolutely fine.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is all undercover, so don't let the weather spook you.
Yeah, nice. Don't worry about thinking, oh, I don't want to go out in all that horrible weather. Mm, it will be fine. So.
Well, I do have a couple more questions for you.
Go
but
for
I'm
it.
Thinking we're going to go back to some music for a bit. And, yeah, I'm just going to have you sitting a
what
little
you,
bit
what
longer.
What would you like me to sing?
What do you want to sing?
No?
Duet with Lily?
No.
Absolutely. No? Let's do it.
Wow, we just can't seem to get rid of them. They're just...
We're having such a lovely time. Yeah. We're just wondering, though, Dave, actually, where the tea and scones,
yeah.
when that was coming.
Oh, I was thinking more about the tea.
I was thinking about the beer, actually.
Well, normally I could help you with that, but I'm not in my normal place of dwelling.
I'll come and see you later, Dave.
Deal. Done deal. And next time, I will bring the scones. I promise.
Brilliant.
Because I do love a scone.
Amazing.
Well, what's your favourite thing in a scone, or what's your favourite scone?
Hang on a minute, you have to ask the million-dollar question.
Cream or jam first?
Yeah.
Okay.
You knew I was going straight. Yeah. What goes on top of what?
For me, I put the jam on first and cream on top.
Yes, I do.
Because it's easier to spread.
Jam and cream.
Purely because it's easier to spread.
Lily, what do you do?
I don't like cream. Yeah, it's really strange, so I just use jam. Yeah.
There you go. What about
it has
you,
to
Lee?
Be cream first, and then a big dollop of jam on top of that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. In fact, a mate at university used to have Marmite on a scone.
Right.
That's wrong on so many levels.
If he was here right now, I'd be turning his mic off.
Wrong on so many levels.
Just wrong.
Yeah, that is very, very wrong. Yeah. Marmite.
I love Marmite. Presumably, you're no longer still friends.
No, I haven't seen it.
On a cheese scone. Maybe.
No, it wasn't even on that. It was one with currants. And honestly.
Nah.
I know you do some weird stuff to get by and eat stuff at university, but I never really understood that.
When you see him, you can tell him he's a wrong one.
Yeah,
he's got that completely wrong. Yeah. Well, that's a good example of how we easily go off tangent when we're all talking here. But either way, it's very important information that people need to know.
Yeah.
Critical. Yeah, exactly it. But going back to obviously rounding up, because we could talk all day about Robin Hill, and I'm sure you've got plenty more that you'd like to tell us, but one of the things that does intrigue me is obviously you've got interesting sound is the staff. You know, you've got a big team there.
Yep.
And all doing a great job, and I must admit, I know what it's like to manage large teams, but to have how many people have you got in your team?
I think at peak we're just over 100 people.
Some of those are seasonal staff.
Yeah, obviously. It has been a big challenge, staff, because we are the new kids on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some staff come back to the park, but primarily we've had to find a lot of new staff, which I think in anything in hospitality and leisure is always a struggle at the moment. But we've had some really good people. Maybe it's worth mentioning that if you fancy getting on board with the family of Robin Hill and enjoying yourself and working in something really exciting, then get in touch. We will start looking soon for next year.
Nice.
For more staff and or if you're a volunteer. So we also have some volunteers, wonderful volunteers there that give up their time to come and help, whether it's in the garden or maintenance or even in the kitchens and stuff. They just, you know, it's a busy place and it's got a nice buzz and the people there seem to enjoy it. So yeah, if you want to, get in touch with us at the park and you'll be more than welcome to come and have a chat.
Nice. Okay, so looking for obviously staff for next year already as well then.
Yeah.
From March next year.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
No, and so is there any, well, actually, you know, if I start that off, you'll be obviously put a shout out to many, many people, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who have contributed above and beyond as well as the people coming in for the
daily...
Well,
and not just staff, suppliers.
Yeah.
So we have been new. So people maybe people don't understand how it works, but obviously John and I bought the place with our other businesses, and Robin Hill Partnership, as it's known, is a new business. So borrowing money on a new, brand new business is not easy. So we've had some amazing suppliers to help us at the beginning, kick a few bills down the line. They're all paid now. One thing we both hate is owing money, so we've been very, very lucky that not just with our public, but with our suppliers, have jumped on board and helped us and supported us and believed in what we want to do.
Yeah. So. Well, it does sound like you're blessed without a doubt. And you've got our very own Vectis Radio, Nick Atfield.
We do.
Obviously helping you out with a few bits up at there. I think she's volunteering, isn't she?
We are lucky enough to have Nick, who is the chair of our charity fund, which is called the Robin Hill Fund, creatively enough. And that is administered by White Aid, brilliant White Aid, who, as I'm sure you know, represent all the small charities on the Isle of Wight.
Don't make me cry on the radio.
No, sorry.
So trying to make out you're a softie.
The premise.
Oh, you have no idea.
The premise. Worst. He will start sobbing in a moment. Sorry, have you got any hair cleaning? Yeah. So the premise of the Robin Hill Fund with White Aid is to support families living on the Isle of Wight in food poverty, primarily. Mm. And we also like to help with uniform and significant family outings. And that's all administered by White Aid. And the fantastic person who is making sure that it runs smoothly and is regulated properly and it's being administered through schools on the Isle of Wight is the brilliant Nick Atfield. She's doing it. We couldn't do it without her, actually. She's amazing and comes with lots of knowledge.
Yeah, she's great.
From previous roles. We feel very blessed to have her.
And White Aid itself, that's a really good.
Yes.
Jeff and the guys. Is,
of course.
It's a great, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And we've raised nearly £9,000 already.
Yay!
So,
So our Cheeky Monkey show that we put on in August,
mm-hmm.
if you remember back, first week in August was horrendous weather,
mm-hmm.
and our man would turn up there, our Cheeky Monkey would stand out there, Chris, in the pouring rain, doing it to the first couple of shows to a handful of people, the full show. But after that, it really grew momentum, and we were having 800 people in that amphitheatre at each show.
Yeah.
Because there's two shows a night on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we charged a minimum of £1.
Nice.
For you to go to that show, so not too much, but every single pound of that, and some people paid more than £1, went towards the. The fund.
The success stories sound amazing, and obviously. Much as I'd love to keep talking to you, we have to draw to a close in a sec.
Time's up.
But very quickly, you mentioned about obviously the memberships and so forth as well.
Sale now.
Yes.
On sale now on robinhill.com.
$44.99.
Early bird price until the 28th of November.
Ah, okay. Yep. Or get in there early.
Get in there and then think about Christmas presents and things with that. And many people have made that really good Christmas presents.
I know we would say that, but they do make really good Christmas presents. And actually, one of our success stories, we think, this year has been the adrenaline zone for teenies and slightly older children. And so we've been asked actually if we would do vouchers for the adrenaline zone, which people can buy for teenagers as Christmas presents. So there's a little idea for anyone who, if like me, you're thinking of mince pies already, then nice Christmas idea for you.
So I will do a shout out. I don't know if she listens to your radio. Angela and Julie, I met a few weeks ago now down at Rio's, and they were very, very vocal and said to me, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And I was chatting away to them. They've been over 30 times.
Wow.
With their grandkids this summer.
Wow.
Every Wednesday they
come. That's more than Freddie, who's been 400 times.
Yeah.
Oh, so he said to Beth the other day.
Well, I promise you, next year I will come up more often. And now,
what's wrong with this year?
Oh, it's been a. I'll tell you.
You've got another 10 days.
I will tell you afterwards, but it's been a little. Sorry. Oh, crikey. It's been a very eventful year for me, to be honest. Okay. So I've been getting my own stuff on track, but next year. It's about enjoying it and having fun and getting back into the sly of it. But no one else needs to hear that. I'll tell you in a minute about that. But your personal highlights, so just to wrap this up very quickly, and obviously this is quickly, Lee, okay?
Yep.
Is that cool? What is your very own, and you might have already said it, personal highlight of your first year of Robin Hill?
Opening day. Done. There you go.
Okay, cool.
No, the opening day.
yours
just
was
the whole build up to it and the excitement, and
it gave a buzz.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about you, Amanda?
My highlight this year has been how many people have bought our membership passes. Aww. So we felt very loved and very supported, and we had a few tears in the office actually.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We set a target.
Well, not brilliant people who had tears.
But tears of, we felt very blessed. Very blessed. Amen. So that's been my highlight.
I'm not going to tell you the number because it is, it's brilliant.
But oh, that's cool.
There's a very cool statistic that close to 1 in 5 to 1 in 6 people on the island now own a pass.
Brilliant. Wow. That's really good to hear.
To work that out yourself.
Yeah. Well, guys, I've got to wrap this up, sadly, but I could keep talking, like I said, for ages and ages and ages. But it's an absolute pleasure to have you guys. It's made this hour absolutely fly by. Good excuse to have you guys back in again. But we will definitely come up before you close on the 2nd
Please
November.
Please do that. And, we'd love to see you.
Have a go.
Everybody wants to hear you scream, Dave.
Yeah. Lee, most of all.
Yeah. I'll do it with you.
It's a whole other conversation, Lee. But no, thanks very much,
Thank
guys.
You.
And yeah, wish you all the best with Halloween and over. Obviously, well, we'll talk to you before we open up next year, I'm sure, anyway. But yeah, thanks very much for coming
no
in,
worries.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thanks, Lily. Bye.
Bye. Bye.